Hello, and welcome to the European football podcast, Tea and Busquets.
Il tocco da Martina Ingola per il capitano solo, il tiro, gol!
Italian football, just how good has 2015 been?
It's been a rollercoaster season from Udinese to Palermo, and here at Tea and Busquets, we've kept track of it all the way.
In this end of season review, we'll be looking back at the year just gone and asking whether our predictions came true.
This is URN Sport.
What I think the entire season is going to resolve around is that effectively Juventus will be 2, 3, 4 points in front of Roma, and that'll be it.
Mancini has this wonderful way of tapping out a rhythm out of an Inter Milan side, and you're beginning to see it already. If he brings in Podolski and has a fantastic second half of the season with him, those two Milan sides could rise up the table.
Serie A in review. Title Challenge.
It was a summer of change at reigning champions Juventus as the club bid farewell to manager Antonio Conte.
Ex-AC Milan manager Allegri replaced Conte, a controversial appointment after he was sacked mid-season last year for terrible results that saw Milan languish in mid-table.
Roma strengthened over the summer with signings of Iturbe and Keita, and it looked like the two teams would go head-to-head for the Scudetto.
Roma won their first five games but then fell to Juventus in an exciting 3-2 match.
Following that, Roma lost 7-1 to Bayern Munich and their season collapsed, with Juventus winning the league by 17 points.
Attenzione, sta per consegnare. Attenzione, è il momento. Sale di tutto lo stadio, di tutto lo Juventus Stadium. Alza la capitano, campione Italia! Campione Italia! Ancora, ancora una volta.
Champions League.
Roma and Lazio, the two eternal rivals, joined them in the Champions League after Roma beat Lazio 2-1 with a Yanga Mbiwa header in the penultimate game of the season to clinch second spot. Napoli failed to beat Lazio on the last day of the season, which meant new Real Madrid manager Benitez failed to guide the coastal team into the Champions League after a penalty miss from Higuain.
The miss meant Lazio won and Napoli joined Fiorentina in the Europa League. Ravel Morris had left West Ham after allegedly threatening to throw acid in his girlfriend's face, and therefore he became an icon at his new club, Lazio. The Champions League awaits.
Parma's decline.
Genoa were supposed to qualify for the Europa League, but were barred due to failing to pay UEFA fees, meaning that Sampdoria qualified instead. Once European giants Parma have endured a troubled season, finishing bottom in Serie A.
Originally banned from Europe for a late payment of income tax and docked a point in the league, the season went from bad to worse, with the off-the-pitch affairs hindering any possible recuperation.
On the 19th of December, the controlling block of shares was bought for €1, but was sold to a third party for the same price only 2 months later.
The new chairman was arrested in March on money laundering charges, and the club was declared bankrupt.
Parma had not paid wages of club officials since last summer. The holding company of the club was also declared bankrupt, owing nearly €70 million.
It is unclear whether Parma will be relegated to the bottom Italian tier, or whether a financer can be found to pay the debts in order for them to start next season in Serie B.
Parma finished bottom of Serie A after being docked 7 points throughout the season, and were joined by Cesena and Cagliari in falling to Serie B.
Next season.
Another full stall for AC Milan. After sacking Inzaghi this season, Berlusconi announced he had sold a minor stake to Bete Chalbel.
The new stake owner wants to bring in big targets, the highest profile being Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Juventus confirmed the signing of Khedira on a free transfer, taking their midfield prowess from strength to strength.
With the Europa League now offering winners a place in the Champions League, Italian clubs are finally taking the competition seriously again, and they've made a huge amount of ground on England in the coefficient standings.
Another few seasons of success in Europe, and Italy could finally regain their fourth Champions League spot.
The success of Juventus, Napoli and Fiorentina in Europe has started to remind the world what powerhouses Calcio used to stock.
Calcio is on the rise again, and here at URN, we couldn't be happier.
Di testo, Zino, che fa? is URN Sport.